Now, we often talk about overcrowded schools, but it's emerged that a small number of primary schools have more staff than pupils. The five schools in question have a tiny number of pupils, but receive the same core funding as a school with 60 students. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has the story. Emma, tell us more about these tiny schools.
Okay, yes, Rachel. Well, just to give a bit of context, this is at a time when 1 in 10 children are in classes of 30 or more children. So we have these five tiny schools with just two, or in the case of one school, just one pupil when returns were made to the department at the end of last September. Now, it's been difficult for me to get an absolute count of staff because there's a great reluctance on the part of schools and their patrons to talk to me about this. But I have established that all of the schools have more staff than more than two staff. One school, for example, with two pupils has two teachers, an SNA, and also another resource teacher. I was told by the department that that resource teacher is shared with other schools in the area. Another school has confirmed to me that they've one full-time teacher, one full-time secretary, and a part-time resource teacher, again, for two pupils. So apart from the vastly disproportionate staffing, also we have, as you said there, they're vastly disproportionate funding, basic funding. Also, three of these tiny schools, the Department of Education paid for solar panels for their roofs within the past year. And I need to say, Rachel, these are not island schools I'm talking about. They're not schools in very remote areas of the country or in Gaeltacht areas, for example. They are all regular, mixed Catholic schools, and they are all within a few very short kilometres from other regular mixed Catholic schools just like them. So in one case, for example, you have two children attending a school where 600 metres down the road, there is a schoolyard with 100 children in it.
What effect could this have on the pupils?
Yes, Rachel, this is a resourcing issue, clearly, but also it's a child welfare issue. We know how important school is for children, not just for learning, but also for socialisation. This is where they make friends.
And that was something we discovered during the pandemic, how important it is that kids go to school.
It is so important because they meet each other, they learn to get along, they make friends that could last for a lifetime. They learn how to manage in society. But of course, these tiny schools are depriving, these children in these schools, they are being deprived of the opportunity to socialise, to make friends, to play football, to do sports, etc. So it is an issue for those children. The Department of Education, I asked them about this and they told me that the closure of a school is a matter for the patron. The patron of two of these schools, the Diocese of Kerry, told me that enrolment is a matter for the Department of Education. Now, three of the patrons in the past couple of weeks as I've been investigating these have gotten back to me, and two of them have said those two schools are going to close at the end of this year. They've decided. A third patron, the Diocese of Kerry, told me that they will be considering the future of one of the Kerry schools.
Emma, thank you very much. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.